History was made yesterday, Brad.
Yep.
Racing history. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. made this announcement.
You're wondering why I reached this decision. It's really simple. I just wanted the opportunity to go out on my own terms. I wanted to honor my commitment to Rick, to my sponsors, to my team, and to the fans.
That's big. That's really big. Huge. And I think you hear the emotion in his voice. I think he's always kind of worn his heart on his sleeve a bit and has always had that sort of, I think what you hear there, the candid nature with which he speaks, the way he says things, the way it's very genuine.
Yeah.
I think he's probably, and Krista can tell us this as well as anybody, he's one of those people that you kind of, what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Krista Voda, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, guys, it's, a bittersweet day. And I think Steve Letarte, who obviously knows Dale Jr. better than anyone, he was his crew chief. I work with him at NBCSN on our NASCAR and NBC coverage. You know, on the show yesterday on NASCAR America, Steve played the point that someone said, you know, he seems so somber. You know, if this is a good thing, if he's happy or content with this decision, why did he seem so somber? And Steve said, you know, that somber tone that he sort of started the press conference with, he said he took that tone probably purposely out of respect for the fans. He knows this is a bad day for fans, for Junior Nation, that they've stood behind him, that they go to the races to watch him. That is not lost on him. And if you listen to the press conference, I count in probably no fewer than, 12 to 20 times that he said, I just don't want to disappoint people. I just don't want to disappoint the fans, my team, NASCAR. I mean, he carries, you know, and nobody should necessarily have to carry that weight. I mean, he knows what comes with his name, and he's lived in that spotlight. But this is a man who loves to race, is still passionate about it. But I think that concussion was a wake-up call for him. It gave him, he even said, the gift of time, of perspective, of knowing, you know, there's more to life. And he's still going to be involved in NASCAR. He even will race two Xfinity races at least for his own team next year. He still owns teams in the truck and in the Xfinity series. But it is definitely a bittersweet day.
In terms of, people will talk about, you know, the number of wins he has, that he hasn't won a championship. I don't think those things – I think what's lost on some of those folks is the fact that he's such a – because he's this sort of genuine person, he's been up front and, you know, and he's conducted himself in a way that even though he's been in that spotlight, he's managed to cultivate his own fan base. I mean, it's not an accident that he's the 14-time, you know, record-holding most popular driver, even with, maybe not some of the accolades. He's still won some of the biggest races, but it's even when some of the greats with the big numbers, with the Richard Pettys, when those guys walked away, I mean, obviously it was probably a similar kind of thing, and this is a cycle that we go through. We've seen Tony Stewart, we've seen Jeff Gordon walk away, we've seen guys like that have moved away, but I think this is in its own way a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, and two things there. Yeah, you mentioned the cycle. That is so true, and we've talked about that on our show, and I think it's going to be another discussion point today. I'm actually in Connecticut at NBC Sports headquarters to do NASCAR America. I believe we're on at 6 p.m. this evening on NBCSN. And the cycle, you know, and Kyle Petty made this point, and gosh, he's lived this, you know, through his dad. You know, when the King and Kale and these guys retired, everyone said, who will fill their shoes? How will NASCAR go on? And it did with the likes of, you know, Bobby Labonte, Jeff Burton. And then you sort of had Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart. You know, Dale Jr. is still sort of part of that Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart group, but he's also probably the first of the next group. Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Matt Kenseth. You know, it won't be too long before we see other drivers retire. And it's natural to say, well, gosh, what happens? You know, who fills their shoes? Well, nobody's going to fill their shoes, but someone else is going to move the sport forward.
Krista,
and there's a ton of them right now.
That's cool. Krista, I want to just tell you how proud we are of you. I love to see people from our hometown, especially people who worked here, become successful, and we saw Tom Hammond do it, and we've seen so many others that have gone on to bigger and better things, and I just want to tell you how proud we are of you.
Oh, thank you, and I feel, you know, I'm actually going to be back in the Bluegrass next week. I'm covering the Kentucky Derby, and I'm so happy to come back, and really, really blessed to have my time in Kentucky.
Well, you were a wonderful air personality both at Channel 18 and here, and as I say, you see these people go on to bigger and better things, it really makes you proud, and I appreciate you being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.